We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 57, the essence of religion and its purpose. Subtopic, religion is not for the good of the people, but for the good of the worker. You may ask questions on Cobb TV, and selected questions related to the topic will be asked during the lesson. Religion is not for the good of the people, but for the good of the worker. Many are mistaken and compare our holy Torah to ethics, but that has come to them because they have never tasted religion in their lives. I call upon them, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is true that both ethics and religion aim at one thing, to raise man above filth of the narrow self-love and bring him to the heights of love of others. But still, they are as remote from one from the other as a distance between the thought of the Creator and the thought of people. For religion extends from the thoughts of the Creator, and ethics come from thoughts of flesh and blood and from the experience of their lives. Hence, there is an evident difference between them, both in practical aspects and in the final aim. For the recognition of good and evil that develops in us through ethics as we use it is relative to the success of society. With religion, however, the recognition of good and evil that develops in us as we use it is relative to the Creator alone. That is, from the disparity of form from the Maker to the equivalence of form with Him, which is called dvikut, adhesion, as clarified in Matan Torah.
Two opposites in one subject.
And they are also completely removed from one another regarding the goal. For the goal of ethics is the well-being of society from the perspective of practical reason, derived from life's experiences. But in the end, that goal does not promise its follower any elevation above the boundaries of nature. Hence, this goal is still subject to criticism. For who can prove to an individual the extent of his benefit in such a conclusive manner that he will be compelled to even slightly diminish his own self in favor of the well-being of society? The religious goal, however, promises the well-being of the individual who follows it. As we have already shown, that when one comes to love others, he is in direct dvikut, which is equivalence of form with the Maker. And along with it, man passes from his narrow world, filled with pain and impediments, to an eternal and broad world of bestowal upon the Lord and upon the people.
Because only through bestowal to the others, or inside bestowal to the others, a person is in adhesion with the Creator, where an influence, a bestowal to the others is the vessel where he meets the Creator and can be adhered in Him, equal to Him, feel Him. But how does he feel Him? In his attitude to the others, to the other created beings, he feels the Creator when he begins to resemble Him. I want you to feel what is the vessel here, the necessity for love of others. Why from love of others, love of the creatures to love of the Creator, because inside the attitude a person develops towards the love of creatures, of all creatures, he begins to feel in that his attitude towards the Creator, and no other way. Similarly, it's the place where I meet with the Creator, where I enter the others in the attitude of love, bestowal, care. There, in that direction, I discover the Creator. This is called, I dwell among my people.
You will also find a significant difference regarding the support. Because following the ethics is supported by the favor of people, which is like a rent that finally pays off. And when man grows accustomed to this work, he will not be able to ascend in degrees of ethics, for he will now be used to such work that is well rewarded by society, which pays for his good deeds.
This is good for us to know, that we are working with various members of the public, that they cannot rise above to serve in a good way. I'm not even talking about the dirty, egoistic form. They cannot go higher than that. They can rise above it. Meaning those who come to be workers of the Creator, relate to the Creator, for them it's the other way around. From the outset, there is a certain disregard to the public by nature. And then, because of necessity, they obligate themselves to work in a group and so on and so forth.
Yet, by observing Torah and mitzvot in order to please his maker, without any reward, he climbs the rungs of ethics precisely to the extent that he pursues it, since there is no payment on his path, and each penny is added to a great account. And finally he acquires a second nature, which is bestowed upon others without any self-gratification, except for the bare necessities of his life. Now, he has really been liberated from the incarnations of creation. For when one detests any self-reception and his soul loathes the petite physical pleasures and respect, he finds himself roaming free in the Creator's world, and he is guaranteed that no damage or misfortune will ever come upon him, since all the damages come to a man only through the self-reception imprinted in him.
Meaning, the important thing for us is to come to recognition of evil, and for us to be able to rise above the concern, the worry for ourselves. This is certainly a great correction that comes from above. You can read it again in this excerpt.
Yet by observing Torah and mitzvot in order to please his maker without any reward, he climbs the rungs of ethics precisely to the extent that he pursues it, since there is no payment on his path, and each penny is added to a great account. And finally, he acquires a second nature, which is bestowed upon others without any self-gratification, except for the bare necessities of his life. Now, he has really been liberated from the incarcerations of creation. For when one detests any self-reception, and his soul loathes the petite physical pleasures and respect, he finds himself roaming free in the Creator's world. and he is guaranteed that no damage or misfortune will ever come upon him, since all the damages come to a man only through the self-reception imprinted in him. Thus, we have thoroughly shown that the purpose of religion is only for the individual who engages in it, and not at all for the use or benefit of common people. Although all his actions revolve around the benefit of people and are measured by these acts. But this is but a passage to the sublime goal, which is equivalence of form with the Maker. And now we can understand that the purpose of religion is collected while living in this world and examined closely in Matan Torah regarding the purpose of the whole and of the individual.
Meaning, you have a problem here. If we're talking about the essence of religion and its purpose, then it's entirely aimed at those who are working on themselves in order to bring themselves closer to the Creator, and in that they feel their reward, and not about everyone else. And so everyone else who don't have a natural inclination towards it, they don't have the strength or the mind for it. Because those who have the strength for it from birth and they expect to reach a revelation of the Creator, a revelation of the purpose of life and so on, or they have a certain tendency to follow the great ones, to listen and learn. But all the rest of the people, who make the 99% of the world's population, they cannot follow that. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is not for them. They cannot be a rosh, a head. They can only follow those great ones who are using religion. And we need to give them a certain replacement. And they will be satisfied with what they do with their hands and mouth and various exercises and so on and so forth, and generally give them this kind of life that will satisfy them and give them something to do. And so that's why religion is divided, therefore, into two parts: the essence of religion and its true purpose, and what exists as the opinion of the landlords, where the opinion of Torah is opposite their opinion. But we have to give both what is needed, so they would come close to the goal gradually, and then the true goal will be revealed, the true religion will appear. And in this way, those will connect with the others, and they will attain the purpose of creation in its entirety, both of them. Questions?
No. So all of humanity can't behave according to the laws of religion, that's what Barasulam is saying.
Religion means love thy friend as yourself. They cannot hear it. They are taught various habits. If you do this and this and this and that, then you receive the next world. You'll have a reward. They're willing to hear about the reward. And in order to receive the reward, and it has to be great. Where is it great? In this world, you can't give them any reward. But if you give them a promise for the next world, there, nobody knows. And then through public opinion, he hears and he understands this is the what they are taught in childhood and so on and so forth. And the more fanatically you educate them, the more successful you are. You see how it is with our neighbors, everywhere really. You have many modes, many means for that.
That's a state for now, but if we're speaking about the correction to come,
the correction will come afterwards when all those forms of religion of the landlords will go bankrupt because the ego is growing and it will not tolerate all those things forever. And then the troubles. On the one hand, the ego develops and he believes less and less, or stops believing. On the other hand, troubles and problems will grow and you will not be able to cover them with the promise of what you'll get after you die. And then they'll be able to listen to what Kabbalists are saying. And in this way, they'll come closer to us, and then you'll be prepared. You have to be prepared already in dissemination. In disseminating the method of correction, explain through the mind, through the emotion, the entire method, through the crisis in economics, in the family, in everything.
But it's something else. It's not the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a variation of Kabbalah for the masses or something.
The wisdom of Kabbalah for the general public, common people, can be only by realization, by the guidance of those who are in Israel, Yeshar Kel, straight to the Creator, the Rosh, the head. Only Israel is called the Rosh of the Pratzuf, or the one who is in the process of coming closer to the Creator. He is called Yeshar Kel and the Rosh of the Pratzuf, and all the rest will listen to them.
That I understand, but what is the essence of this thing of us teaching them?
To arrange themselves in tens, to come to a state of love, different as yourself, as much as possible. Through us, to receive the reforming light, like the goof of the Patsuf, that receives the, from the Rosh of the Patsuf, receives the bestowal and carries out. We have to do the same towards them as a Rosh, towards a goof, and they will want to do it. It's written that 10 people will hold the garment of one person, a Kabbalist, and he will teach them how to save themselves, how to evolve and develop.
It's something new, right? It's not something we're learning about now. Meaning what we're going to give them, it's something, I don't know, it's going to have a different form. Or
there's no, it's not a new form. You'll teach them how to be connected in a group, according to the rules of the group, in order to adhere to the Creator, everything, except they don't have the strength to do it. You will provide the strength. They don't have the ability to analyze, to examine, to investigate those things, and to learn from them, and to actualize, but rather you will teach them, just like with kids. When I am teaching you, I'm using examples and various studies, research that we're doing between us, those who want to study. And there are those who say, you tell me what to do and I'll do. Just let me be. I'm small-minded. So you have all kinds. Common people will feel, will discover that they're unable to understand the things in order to be the ones who generate, who establish these new states, on the one hand. On the other hand, they will want to receive it from you. As it's written, not to women, to little ones, to old people, toddlers. And those are the various kinds of the will to receive that are unable to do it by themselves. They will want to receive guidance. Why not? If by that I'm promised to reach something, then let Moses be before me and Nachshon and all the rest. As long as I follow in their footsteps and I'm certain I'll reach the exalted goal, what can be better?
So in the end, everybody are going to be God's workers.
Yes, everyone will be in one partsuf of Adam, in one soul. But the question is, each one needs to enter his place inside the system of the soul. But when you're entering and you hold on to everyone, you're included in everyone, you're losing your state. Whether you're less or more, everything becomes a circle, a sphere. You have something good?
About what you said in Zechariah chapter 8.
Each and every man.
Yeah. The Creator have said in those days that 10 people will hold from all the languages of the nations, they will hold one Jewish man, and said, "We have heard God is with you." And about the same sentence, Rav Kook writes, 10 people from all the nations will hold on to the wings of a Jewish man and said, "We will walk with you because the Lord is with you." And then all of human society will know that though the low ones of humanity will be worthy to be connected to the righteous and wise of the heart, that their concern will be about them, and by that they will find their happiness and confidence in life.
Yeah, all our friends from Asia, from Plovdiv, from Los Angeles, doesn't matter, from Kiev, they will be in the Rosh of the Patsuf, and all the beautiful Jews from Jerusalem will be the goof of the Patsuf. It has nothing to do with anything, only to what level each one can carry out the process of correction.
Also in Psalms 47 it says, "The nations will be beneath us."
Will be our properties. You have a remedy, Vlad?
Bala Sulam writes that the purpose of religion is to acquire a second nature, which is bestowing to the others.
Yes?
What is bestowing to the others?
Bestowing to the other is when tonight I'll give you a gift, a chair, or a pillow. Well, what else is saying? Either a chair or a pillow, right? One of the two.
Why is that bestowing?
It's a sign of love. What are you saying? That's how Bala Sulam writes.
So bestowing to the...
Whatever you're lacking, I'm giving you. And that's a sign of love. Now, if I know that you're lacking connection with the Creator, then I cleave to you in order to help you reach connection with the Creator. And that's it. So you will come to it.
So that's purpose. Purpose.
That's my purpose in life, to work that you will get a connection with the Creator.
So each one that engages in Kabbalah,
each one should take care of the others, not himself,
for connection with the Creator.
Yes.
So he writes, but it's clarified that man's purpose is only for the one working and engaging in it, and not for all the other people.
Yeah, to serve the others means use social security, not social security and hospital and people for the ethical treatment of animals, rather to bring them contact with godliness, because it covers everything.
Bestowing to the others is bringing each and every friend and all of humanity contact with the Creator.
Yes. Or engage in dissemination. Okay? Toronto.
Toronto.
To continue, Vlad, so the purpose is to bestow. So what is he saying about that every little bit adds up to a big sum? Why is that even important to know if we're only bestowing?
Each and every penny adds to a great sum means that in each and every moment we have to return and add more and more and more, not be impressed because we just fell down. Because this impression that we constantly advance through falling, that is the correct impression.
New York.
New York.
New York.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a stupid child here, but Balasur Lam writes about gentleness and delight and great tranquility. But it seems like Balasur Lam feels tremendous pain for all of humanity. How do these two things fit together?
Ah, Seth. What can I tell you? Let's make a deal. We can rid you of all the worries of walking to the, going to the Creator, coming at night to the New York group, sit there, and other things. What are you doing? Come on. Now, at night, you're sitting there in Brooklyn. Is this a way to live? Go, have a, play in a concert, put on a nice show somewhere, or go yourself to see a nice concert like you've done your whole life. What's up with you? No. You see that you sit and you enjoy to tears, or through the tears rather. So, and there are many people like that around the world. Painters, musicians, scientists, people who work in something not because it brings them money, but it brings them a challenge. How to say it a different way? A spiritual fulfillment, some form of satisfaction that cannot be measured in money. There are such things. We are people. Also with animals, it's the same. What? Take the from a woman her baby. Tell her you're giving her. I'll give you $1 million. Can you cover one with the other? Because there's different vessels. Different vessels. That's why we need not to weigh or compare one to the other, like with bags, sacks that I fill with flour. I cannot fill it with water and measure how many liters or gallons of water do I have. The same thing with the work of the Creator. Although we are under this duress and we suffer, we don't know, we're unhappy, but all those things eventually bring us to something much higher than everyone. And I don't even want to compare myself to everyone. What do I have to compare myself to? Rather, it's this, nevertheless, a special kind of work, a special kind of feeling. Even the satisfaction, which is not, it's not so much, yeah, but it's special. We appreciate it. The fact is that you're sitting in this hellhole in Brooklyn and you're studying with us. Yeah? Okay. How the lesson about the two opposites in one topic, how did it influence you? Looks like you got a gift. Okay. No, it's some change came upon you. Okay, we'll continue with that, and let's hope that we'll be able to establish with that a new vessel. It's not instant, but gradually it will happen. Yes, Chaim.
We were lacking a workshop. a workshop was lacking in the first part.
Yeah, but I was afraid that you'll start to confuse one another. Maybe one more time or twice, and let it stabilize a little bit, so it'll be what to do a workshop with, and then we'll do it. Otherwise, that's the feeling I had. People are still not... They have to absorb. What I recommend... Everyone has in their phone, right? These texts? Read the text. There are such that are more advanced, less advanced, but we need it and now. Okay? If New York has anything to say about the Kong, about anything? I guess not.
Oh, Santiago. Santiago.
Buenas noches, Rav y Kli Mundial.
Good evening, Rav and World Kli. In the gathering of the pennies we're adding every day, how do we make sure that we reach that big sum that will acquire that desire to love the others? How can we keep doing it even though we can't see all of their efforts?
Look, the desire to acquire love for the other, an attitude towards the other, is so foreign to us, is so far off from us, so high, you know, that we come to it indirectly. You know, that you don't know how to, if you don't know how to attack something directly, you have the possibility of intermingling with its environment as much as possible. Maybe why, what for, I need the society, the 10, I don't want it, but the teacher obligates me to sit them together with them, and more. And soon we'll have another Congress, and we'll have another Arvut, and that's how we'll advance. And the main thing I'll tell you, if you truly want to succeed, you need to try and disseminate. Effort. Not the success. Success does not depend on you, but the effort depends on you. Nevertheless. And that's how we'll advance. That's it. No, almost no question marks, but Jerusalem, they deserve it. And?
Announcements. Zohar lesson, you are welcome to watch our Zohar lesson at 5:30 p.m. live with Rav Leitman on Sviva Tova. Thank you, all the TV viewers. Introductory course to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you to an introductory lesson to the course of the basics in Kabbalah. Admission is 30 shekel and signing in advance. Details on our website or the toll-free number. Thank you and good day.
כאן בינינו בחיי לא הייתי חושב מה הולך מסביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש לא נעצור נלך רק ישר לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור העולם יתקדם לו עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן הכדור בידינו יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק פה אחד השני ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נעצור